Hey Garden Legends, this episode is brought to you by our mates at Dr. V, Australia's first healthy energy drink, with four refreshing drinks that boost energy, stamina and immunity without artificial colours, flavours and preservatives. This stuff's the duck's nuts.
In times when demand for energy is so high, Dr. V allows us to do this podcast with no jitters or crash. Visit drv.com.au and use hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping.
How you going, darling?
Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Robbo, mate. Always good to be back alongside you, mate.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be back alongside you too, mate.
It's been a while.
It's been about an hour and a half.
Yep.
Actually, we never actually left each other's company. We just had lunch and came back and mic'd up, so it hasn't been any time, so yeah, sick.
Yeah, thanks for your hospitality, mate.
No worries.
Yeah, good lunch.
Yeah, no, we filmed whenever we posted last episode,
yep.
2 hours ago, had some lunch, had some rice, had some... Had some chicky, yep. Had some rabbit food,
yep.
some leaves,
yep.
some sauce.
Big believer in a good diet to fuel yourself up.
Yeah.
Be productive, so here we are.
Yep, fueled and ready to go. Need a shit, but that's fine. That can wait.
Okay, we'll definitely cut that one out.
Haha.
Okay, moving on. So your lunch was good. You let us know.
Let's go straight into a bad note.
Okay, so we did an episode, as you said, and we didn't talk about something specifically, but we don't want to let you down, so we'll talk about it, the stock market. How's it been going for you, mate? Are you still in it? Are you out it?
Always been it, still in it. Haven't checked it for a while. No, it's just ridiculously low.
Okay.
Trusting the process that one day before I die, around my 80s or 90s, that it has come back up into the positive.
Yeah. Look, we did say it was going to be a tough ride, so if you're still in, holding there, please don't sell at a loss. You just
Huddle.
It's only a paper loss if you're down right now and you haven't sold. You just keep holding. It will come back up. TMB's hanging in there. It's not great, but it's hanging in there. It's not too far down.
I've got no tips. I've got no recommendations. I'm not looking at anything new. I just not.
Get yourself into a good ETF, I would say. If you've got cash now and you're willing to invest, get yourself into a good ETF.
Maybe I will now.
Long term, the NASDAQ.
Maybe it's time I did that.
Majority of people listening to this are young. And
yep.
The good thing about being young is that you will go through the financial cycles of life. You know, our parents would have had the GFC. Their parents would have had the wars. You know,
We've had COVID
and... Maybe a recession, but we will be...
Fingers crossed recession. Just something exciting
back,
to throw in.
Back into the...
Into our lives.
Big bull run. It'll be like a rodeo for sure. There'll be bulls everywhere, mate.
Whenever it comes, it's going to be big.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. Song of the week.
Song of the hour, since the last episode.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I told you. No, I didn't. Believe, DMAs. Triple J version.
Yeah.
Like her.
Yep.
That's a really lovely song, actually.
Yep.
Just straight up lovely.
Yeah. Let's just go Banana Planet.
No comment there. If you're into that music, you know what we're talking about.
Just
if you don't, don't worry about it.
If you're about to play sport this weekend, or you're about to go to the gym and hit a PR, go for a run or something, put Banana Planet on and just put your head down and you'll be fine.
Listen, I follow one playlist on Spotify. It's called PR.
Yeah,
and it's just the filthiest music. Yeah. It's fucking sick.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, get around. It's good music.
Yeah.
We
made our own podcast. We did make our own podcast.
No, and then you didn't.
We made a playlist.
You didn't get around it, so I made a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's even better. Sorry.
It's filthy. But it takes you to dark places. Bloke of the hour or week or whatever you want to
do. Bloke of the hour. You go first. Don't you dare say him because he's what I've got, so.
What? Scott Pendlebury?
Nah, Craig off Animal Kingdom. Turning out he's British.
Yeah, that was a good note.
Found out about that if you watch Animal Kingdom. Craig, long-haired surfer dude, which they're all surfer dudes. He's British, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He puts on an American accent, so he's an actor.
Yes.
So he's not real.
Shocking.
Yeah, shock of the week too.
Yeah. My bloke of the week, Scott Pendlebury.
Pendles.
Collingwood captain. 350 games, good on him.
He's such a good footballer.
Did you know he had a basketball background?
Did he? Did you know I had a basketball background? It wasn't much of a background, but
anyway, yeah, it's just a joke. Anyway, this episode,
we decided this when we were driving to lunch after our last episode, and it came to what's the word?
Fruition.
Fruitions. Of wanting to do it because I did a few small things this morning that I have been putting off that I needed to do that I knew would help improve my headspace and how I'm feeling and. So, nah, bugger it. I thought, why don't we just make a full episode on small changes that can make a big impact on your mental health? I don't know what we're going to call it, but it's going to be something along the lines of that.
I think to start, it's important to emphasize that title there. Small changes. These are little things you can do that will make a big difference.
Yeah.
And that will, I'm not going to say drastically, but will over time.
Yeah.
Improve your mental health to a large extent.
If we're not feeling too great or overwhelmed or anxious or whatever it might be, we often put off the small things. And when you put off all the small things, that compiles into a big thing you're neglecting and avoiding to improve your mental health. So when you start tackling the small things, you're essentially tackling the big things.
Yep.
So we're going to list some of the small things that in essence are big things you can change.
And sometimes, like the previous episode, we have, you know, all these things that backed by science and blah, blah, blah. These are backed by science, but these are more so things that we came up with based on our experience that we think have made the biggest difference in our circumstances and what we think...
And advice.
What we think are reasonable, practical things that you can take away today and implement today that will be a small change for you, but will create...
Big change
or have a big impact.
Yeah.
First of all,
well, it was kind of fitting that we started this one. It was talking, which is a given. You talk about how you're feeling, talk about what's going on, talking about your day, talk about your bad things to people, talk about your positives to people. Yep. Emphasize, I thought this the other day, we focus on, I focus on talking about things to make yourself feel better, talking about what's not great so you can get it off your chest. Same applies to talking about the good things to emphasize that they're happening in your life too.
Yep.
So don't be afraid to talk about the stuff that's happening, going well in your life as well, that you can also focus on to reassure yourself that you are doing well, you are doing okay, and things are going well for you.
At the end of the day, this podcast is just, or it still is, but it was built on the foundation of two guys sitting down and talking about things relevant in our lives that are relevant in most people's lives.
Yeah.
The good and the bad.
And the ugly,
And that's what we do every time.
Yeah.
And someone the other day came up to me and said, like, oh, you do a podcast. Like, what's your podcast on?
Yeah.
And I said, it's just man and mate having a chat.
Yeah.
And
essentially, it literally is.
People have wanted to listen because then they can go and have the same chat with the boys. Yep. And I've honestly been like staggered at the impact that people say that we've had, like, in mainly like young men who have said, me and the boys just like listen to bloke to bloke chat about like things.
Like, and this. like really gives me goosebumps when you say that, because it's like that impact of like when we were that age. That was just unheard of, to have a group of boys listen to something relating to talking about essentially emotions, which is unheard of.
I had a good chat with a good mate of mine over a few beers last weekend, and you think about like, the typical mates, like Aussie blokes having a few beers, the chat, some of it's not great.
No.
Not great at all. It's not good at all. But then just the chat we were having, we were talking business, relationships, moving forward, just how you're feeling.
Good conversation.
Like, those are the little conversations that make you go a long way, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like if we sit here and we have this conversation today and talk about things, and then you can go and talk to your mate, and I talk to my mate, and then he just encourages you to go and this small little talk, which could be a small change to start talking.
Yeah. Snowball.
Snowballs and keeps going to create something quite big.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big talker at all. Still probably not as much, but
definitely
I feel like
improved.
It's pretty hard not to talk when you put a microphone on you and
you're
really forced to say something. And then if I'm putting my name on it next to yours with these sort of things, it's pretty pretty silly for me to not talk.
That's
if
true.
I'm encouraging people to do so. So I think talking is probably the number one thing.
Yeah, so that comes from you yourself admitting, or nothing has to actually be wrong. You don't need to be in a bad headspace to talk about things. It's you bring them up before they become an issue. It's like, oh, I'm just full of anxiety today. I'm just really stressed out and tense. Have a chat to someone. You voice a few things and you realize a few things, and the next day you're feeling better before they become overwhelming. Or on the other side of things, just ask, how are you going today
to
people? And well, I've learned one of my pet peeves, something that's a trigger for me nearly, and I really don't like it, is someone says, what's wrong? Because that implies that something is wrong. And it's not a way, good way to start a conversation if you want to get someone to open up, because then the first thing they're going to do is defend because they don't want to admit that something's wrong. So don't go, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I've got a few things on my mind. So it's, are you okay? Is there something you want to talk about? They're the type of questions you ask. Please don't ask what's wrong, because it's the first thing that someone's going to do is going to defend that question.
Talking about anything isn't a one way.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to ask people. And you'll know what it's like. Everyone knows what it's like when you're not feeling great and you're in a room, let's say over a few beers, and someone, I don't know, just says, hey man, how are you feeling? Yeah. Or how's things going? Or how's this? How's that? And you're like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone knows what that's like.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen enough. And that's why it's a bit of like, it shouldn't be, like, oh, gee, like that's nice of them. It should be common knowledge that you just,
yeah, it's not, that would be nice.
Two-way.
And so when I ask that question, I never say good. Because
no.
I'm either, there's something's really good happened, or something's happened, like, yeah, cool, I did this, got this, and talk about them, or, oh, I've actually had a really fucking, real shit week the past week, this happened, that happened.
Not everything in life can be good,
no.
Unfortunately.
So when someone asks that, and I know that they want to have a decent conversation with me, and I can trust them, I'll say, oh, pretty shit week, actually, like, this happened.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, that's a little bit of weight off my shoulders without even realising it.
Yep.
And so that's why talk is our number one small change for this.
Yep.
Episode.
Moving on. This is a big one for you.
This is what sparked this whole episode, is a clean environment, an organized environment.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'd been neglecting for a long time is my room wasn't unclean, just not organized. I had a bag sitting around that had been sitting around for a while. My car had got pretty full of clothes and stuff back and forth from Perth, and like not knowing what I'd need in Perth and Wongan and stuff. And I'm just really unorganized and not too clean. So the first thing I did this morning, get up, clean my room, clean out my car. And the effect that it had was huge. And I think for a lot of people, if you're not feeling well, feeling, I don't know, uptight, anxious, don't have a lot of control in situations, the first thing you can look at and go, okay, is my work environment clean? Is my car clean? Is my living environment clean? Hang on, no, bang. I'm going to focus on those three things and then go from there. And that's...
Yeah, I recently moved office, and to do so, I had to clean my very untidy workspace.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I didn't realise until I actually did it how much a bigger difference that made me feel.
Yeah.
Tidying everything up, getting everything organised.
Yeah.
It's like when you... And in your phone, you have like 100 tabs open on Safari, and then you like go and clean through. Like, it does this weird
thing. Yeah.
You just feel clear.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that sort of thing. So if it's your room, if it's your car, if it's your workspace, if it's your phone.
It might be your bloody bathroom sink.
Yes.
Whatever it might be. If you're seeing dirtiness and unorganized areas, your mind's probably going to filter that through, and there's more dirtiness and unorganized situations going on in your head. So if you can see cleanliness and organized places, your mind's probably going to feel the same thing.
As humans, there's so much going on, especially upstairs in your mind. The last thing...
Your
brain needs is that your eyes to see an absolute
the same,
tip.
Yeah.
And literally. To be honest, this is something that I'm not good with, and I don't do it enough. But when I do it, like cleaning up certain things, like I've been neglecting my boot in my car for so long, it's still a mess. But when I know that when I finally do it, it'll be a much better scenario for me.
Yeah. So that's something everyone can implement.
Yep.
And the sooner you get on top of it, and it's rewarding. You've done something for yourself. You've been productive.
It doesn't take long.
No, and it's a tick inside and what you're doing in your day. And so a clean, organised environment in which you live or work.
That reminds me, when you talk about clean as well, you mentioned earlier today, just things like, for us fellas, like how good it feels to just like trim underneath the beard.
Personal hygiene.
Yeah. Like that's being clean. Like how good does it feel to come out of the shower and just like trim underneath your chin. You know, for you, like twirl the mop,
put some product in it, wash it, whatever it might be.
Dye the front of the hair, whatever it is. For me, I always feel better when I trim my beard and tidy it all up.
Yeah.
And I just, it just makes you look better, makes you feel better.
You feel better. And it might seem like a chore sometimes, but we all know after we finish a chore, you feel more accomplished, especially if it's your presentation and like a bit of personal hygiene or whatever it might be. So to do these things can make a big difference too.
That saying is actually look better, feel better. Like it's a saying.
So yeah, right.
I love that.
It's a good saying.
Look better, feel better.
Is that saying of the week?
Yes.
Look better, feel better.
Saying of the week. Peace.
You go the next one, mate.
Movement.
We're going to have exercise, but I think exercise stereotypes too much to go into the gym and sweating and running. And no, that's not the point I'm getting at or we're getting at here. We wanted movement.
from what I can tell, the most common movement activity that clears people's mental health is just something as simple as going for a walk.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When people post on Instagram that they're listening to our podcast, the majority of them are on like a walk.
Hmm.
Like, to me, I'm a podcaster in the car. A lot of people just go out every day, and this is great, go out every day and just walk.
Yeah. Well, your eyes are seeing nature and birds and trees and whatever it might be, or if you're doing down the coast, the ocean, whatever it might be. So your eyes are seeing nice stuff, and your ears, I guess if you listen to a podcast, it's you're filling your mind with positive information of some sort.
From bloke to bloke. And
from bloke to bloke, the most positive.
Time from time, from your mouth.
A few chuckles here and there.
Yep.
But that's a recipe of, I'm not going to say success, but a more clear, happier mindset.
A lot of people that work in the city spend their lunch break going on walks. When it's hustle and bustle at your desk, phones ringing, this, that, everything going around.
That's true. Bang.
People like take the food outside, headphones in, walk.
Mm.
Completely remove yourself.
Yep.
It's like, for example, you're having a bad day, for example, you're in your room, you're watching Netflix, right? In the dark, eating crap. Something as simple as just getting up, turn the lights on, putting some shoes on, going for a walk.
Yep.
I reckon that's a very small change that will make a massive difference.
Yeah.
Like, it's little things like that. If you are someone like me, you would be the same. I felt pretty average plenty of times the last couple of weeks in the evening, tired, run down, blah, blah, blah. Dragged myself. I didn't want to go, but I dragged myself to the gym.
Yep.
Bang.
Feel better.
Felt great.
Yeah.
Had great workouts.
Yeah.
That's something, not to say you have to go to the gym.
No.
That could be, don't feel like going to footy training, go to footy. Don't feel like going to soccer training, go to soccer. Don't feel like going to Pilates, go Pilates.
Yeah.
Just, if you can get, doing the hard yard is actually getting out the door. Once you're out the door, you might as well start walking. And when you've walked a K down the road, you can either sit down and not get home, or you can walk the K back and you've done 2 Ks.
Yeah.
It's the hardest part is doing it.
And once you get over that hurdle of doing it, you know you always feel better after it, so just fucking do it. So that's why we don't have exercise movement. It could be stretching, could be Pilates, could be bloody popping your leg up on the table and stretching your legs. Like, just movement. Walking out the back of the dog, throwing a tennis ball. You're moving, you're getting fresh air. So don't necessarily, because it's small changes, we don't have to emphasize exercise, strenuous exercise.
No.
Movement, walk down to the beach and slowly just drift your feet through the water. Like, just move your body.
Mm. Absolutely. Cannot,
that's 100%.
I cannot stress that one enough.
Absolutely, mate. Do you want this one, or do you want me to do this one?
Oh, we can go. I'll do it. Yeah.
You go this one. I'll go. No, you go.
Diet and sleep.
Yeah. So now, we'll put these together.
Let's just start with diet, right?
Yep.
Little things in your diet can make a very, very, very big difference.
Absolutely.
If you are smashing beers.
Yep.
If you are smashing down Red Bulls and Monsters.
Yep.
If you are smashing Maccas down. That's fine in
frequently,
moderation.
Yes.
If you're doing that all the time, you can make a very small change to your diet and be better.
And it'll make a big difference to yourself.
Instead of McDonald's 3 times a week, how about once as a treat?
Mm.
Make it a positive thing.
Yeah, plus, so you still get it, and then that shit food then becomes a reward and a positive.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win.
Instead of having just sugary Red Bull and you really need that caffeine, have a Dr. V.
Have a Docky V.
Have a Dr. V.
No bullshit there.
20% off, hashtag bloke, free shipping. We took the leap. It's bloody good.
I rate it highly. It's just like a different type of energy. It's just sustainable energy. Like, you have your Red Bull, obviously you have Red Bulls and stuff. It's as soon as you hit your lips, like bang, eyes open, and then X amount of seconds later, you crash.
I was going to say, Red Bull is like, it's great for like 10 seconds until you crash.
Yeah, or however long.
Dr. V will not give you
the
disgusting crash.
When I drink it, I don't feel I've got more energy. I do, but I don't feel like in a few hours' time, I don't get that crash that I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
It's like a good, sustainable.
The best way I describe that sort of thing, because it's the same for me as coffee, is that I talk to you about this a lot. Is I know a lot of people that live their life based on highs and lows.
Yeah.
So like if you look at a chart, it's just up, down, up, down. And they ride every wave. And you want to ride life just little bubbles.
Yeah,
Try and be as flat as you can. You know?
Yeah.
Enjoy the highs and lows, but ride it. It's like that. So when you'd have this drink, you don't hit the sky and then you don't come crashing
That's
down.
Very true.
You just come over and it just gets you over what you need to do. Trust me.
No.
I can't wait to tuck in tomorrow morning after a few beers. I'll tell you what, it sorts you right out.
Diet. It's obviously a huge part. What we're fueled by is what we operate through. Okay. It's just...
Question for you here. You said that we went back here and had a nice lunch.
Yeah.
A bit of chicken and rice. And
all that good stuff. Leaves.
A few leaves for health. Would we have felt this productive and energized and stuff if we went and smashed a bloody Big Mac?
Probably not. I doubt it. Or bloody...
And once again, I'm not saying don't have a Big Mac. It's a reward. But, you know...
within reason. Everything... Yeah, yeah.
It does... It's a small change you can make.
Yep.
But big outcome.
Absolutely.
Sleep? Well, I mean, we've listened to the last
episode. You listened to the last episode of Bloke to Bloke, you'd know all about sleep.
Most underrated thing you can do.
So this is, while we're looking at small changes, this is probably the biggest part of this, is sleep, because it's such a crucial part of how you're feeling and what's going on between your ears. So basically, we're not, no point even talking about sleep, but we're just the importance
as we said last episode, though, there are loads of small little things you can do to improve your night routine, to improve your sleep, that will have a big change.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, cut out caffeine, X, Y, Z. If you haven't listened to it already, previous episode was bloody good. Had a good time doing that one.
Absolutely. Next one, this is something I like to do or try to do as much as I can, is journal and practice gratitude. This can be in the morning, this can be at the night, this can be in the middle of the day, this can be all three. Just at some point in the day, reflect on what's going on, what you're appreciative for, what you're grateful for, a few goals you want to get through today. Might be drink 2 litres of water. That can be a goal. It doesn't have to be run 15K in under 2 minutes. That's not, that adds stress to your mind. Make it a realistic, achievable, easy goal, and in your mind, you've ticked a box, you've ticked a box, you've ticked a box. More boxes you tick, the better you feel. So journal, A, to set yourself up for the day, like you like to do, Josh, you like to set tasks you need to do for the day, that sort of thing, and then it can be a midday reflection, and then before bed reflection of things you might want to get off your mind, plus positive things that you want to reiterate to yourself.
And like I said, I'm going to go back to the last episode, but we'll say it again, is that journaling doesn't have to be, today I felt this, and that's because of this, and now I need to work on this. It can be, today I went and I had 30 touches at footy, and I really want to work, but my kicking wasn't great, so I wanted to work on that. But I'm thankful that I had a good day, I'm injury free.
Absolutely.
No one's going to frown upon that, but I think sometimes people think, oh, well, I don't want to journal.
Yeah,
so
literally.
Whatever you want to put down, because it's all a form of practicing gratitude.
Yep.
So, for example, after a week of work, I look back on the week, I go, well, what did I do well in the week? Work-related, social-related, you know, did I exercise as much as I wanted to? What am I looking forward to this weekend? You know, what can I do to, you know, have a good weekend, blah, blah, blah. It's very simple stuff.
It doesn't have to be overwhelming and structured and in your pink fluffy book with your bloody flash pen.
I reckon people don't realise that they're doing it, but they do, like mentally.
Yeah.
I think a lot more people do that sort of mental journaling than they think. We all reflect, and it's sort of, that's what we're saying. We did say in the morning routine one, no, overthinking, put it on pen to paper. So maybe the next step for you, that small change is, well, you already are, like me, mentally having some reflection time.
Yeah.
Get the pen, put it to paper.
And it's out of your mind change, on paper. Yep.
Probably a big outcome.
Yeah. So yeah, practice gratitude and journal where you can. Now the next one, which I will forever hold this stance towards, even though it is such a significant part of my life now, is social media.
Our generation is...
So, yeah, the podcast I did in Melbourne, when they release that, I'll be sure to share it. We did talk a lot about social media and just how fucking shit it is and how much it takes you away from living in the present. I've always thought of living in the present as airy-fairy. I live in the present, I'm doing life now. Realistically, we don't really live in the present. We're either, if we're stuck on our phone going through social media, we're living in the past. Because everything you see on social media is a past tense of someone else's life. So A, we're not living in the present, we're living in someone else's past.
It's not a true reflection of someone's current circumstances in life. The best things that I see on social media are like the fitness accounts that say like, this is me in great lighting, tense.
When they actually,
pumped. And this is me when I wake up in the morning, flat as, and it's a massive difference. And they're trying to show young kids, hey, like, this is what I look like normally.
Yeah.
You don't need to beat yourself up because you can't push 100 kids. Like,
so that's the social media we don't see enough of that I would love to see more of.
And so it's young men with, like, the gym and fitness and, like, trying to look good and impress girls. And then it's for women, it's seeing all these models and influencers always with makeup and millions of followers.
And edits and edits and edits and edits. It's just, it's fucked.
I would like to think that you especially, you have the TikTok and everything, not so much me, but you're a bit of breath of fresh air for some people that see a little bit of relatability and rawness.
Yep.
And it'd be different. I mean, you've done TikToks where you're just literally sitting in the tractor or car or whatever.
Yeah.
Talking about something that has nothing related to the country or anything. It's just
talking,
one, one hit, no edit, no nothing. Yeah. I think people relate to that. I'm a big scroller on social media and subconsciously find myself like, dude, I'm a skinny motherfucker. Like, I am skinny and I'm not strong. And like, not. And
so, yeah, but that's...
But that's me comparing myself to this, like, 100,000 volt unit.
While he's been in the gym pumped as fuck, yeah, while you're laying in bed, yeah, after you haven't done any exercise.
Does he... is he better than me at X, Y, Z? Does he have a degree? Do I have this? Do I have that? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not comparing...
Yeah.
It's not...
It doesn't...
You
know, yeah.
It's just much better if you can try and focus and limit your screen time. And I'm not going to say delete all your apps if that's not where you're at, but yep, if you can make a small change to limit your screen time and focus on living in the present.
Yeah.
Big one you said, sunset.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, when people go down to the beach and watch sunset or whatever, they, oh, it's a great sunset, take a photo of it, put the edit on, put the caption on, put the location on, post on their story, look up, the sunset's gone, go home. So much of the sunset do they actually watch. A lot through their screen, which was... fucking ridiculous.
There was a TikTok I saw the other day, ironically, and it was like how to take a better selfie, right? This bloke's like taking a selfie of himself, like in portrait mode, and he's like going through, like, it's like a 30-second thing of this screen's getting so fast of him in like Adobe Photoshop, just like bam, 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 at color filters, saturation, great photo, right? Doesn't look a thing like the original. Everything you see, your best bet is to take everything with a pinch of salt.
Yep.
Yep. We have had some really good feedback and results and numbers and success to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
With this podcast, do you think a lot of that's to do with the fact that it's different because it's the present?
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't be different. We're just literally two average blokes from Perth.
Speak for yourself.
Neither one of us is like absolutely like 100 kilos lean muscle. We don't look like, you have a bit of an image with mustache and mullet and stuff, but we don't look.
Yes.
We're just two blokes. Do you think that's probably why we've had?
I think yes, absolutely.
I mean,
because people like real.
Just be you as well.
Yep.
You were saying there, like, you don't need to do things for other people. What was I saying? We say we buy things we don't need to impress people we don't like.
Like,
I was a big person that found myself just, like, trying to impress people and stuff. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you got to do things that impact you and that make you happy and gonna benefit you. I saw a good thing about the gym. At the end of the day, everyone's at the gym looking at each other.
Mm.
You're only lifting weights. The weight you lift only impacts you.
Yeah,
you're only everyone. So everyone sitting in the gym, whether they're looking at you or not, is only there for themselves.
Yeah,
you got to live life like that.
Yeah,
like you're absolutely there to benefit yourself.
So there's a small changes. Like, that's a small change to do things that fill your cup up that are actually so big. And I think we forget to acknowledge and do these things just for us. We always need to do it for someone else, or is someone watching, or can I story it? Can I share it? Mm. Oh, no point doing that. Someone else. The big thing for rubbish for me is the person who littered isn't going to come back and pick it up. And why do I think someone else should pick it up and not me? Because why should they and not me? That's how I see it. Oh, walk past that. Rubbish, pick it up, put it in the bin. It's no one's job to do, but it's there, and the person who put it there isn't going to pick it up, so I'll just pick it up. Mm. And I do that for me, and I like walking past. I've done something good. And yeah, so little things like that I like to practice. Same as like, always...
Just to build on that, sorry.
Thanks, that's okay, mate.
You picked up someone's rubbish, you've got rid of it, so that you've made a small little thing there. That's not going to be the big change, though, but it's the habit you create.
Yeah.
It's the habit. If you did that 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 50 times, 100 times, and then apply it to other things in your life, instead of you littering, you put it in the bin.
Yeah.
Instead of you doing that, not doing that small thing, you cleaned your bathroom or something. It's the small habit. So it's good that you emphasize that one point, but it's the habit that you create.
It creates with it.
Ongoing. That small change is ongoing. It's consistent. You create a good habit for a big and better outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's like, I've always wanted to bring it up. It's on my phone. I don't have internet, pardon me, where we are.
That's the sort of environment we're recording in now. No, not even connected
we're
to
off
the
world. Grid.
We did say we're living in the present. Well, we've got no choice.
Yeah. The shopping cart theory, which I've always wanted to talk about, is you're a mere animal if you don't put your shopping cart away and you rely on laws and...
Talking from experience there, aren't you, mate?
And punishment... to do a simple task. You know... What are you talking about?
Don't you know someone that does that?
Yeah, I do, all right? I do. All right, nonetheless, back to my... Yes, I do, all right? I do, okay? Now I just can't get my mind off it.
Oh god, it's gotten sour real quick. No, I agree with you. What's the point? Have you heard people say though? Oh, but that's what the trolley guy's job is.
And I fucking hate that because that's what this person said too.
I didn't mean that. Sorry.
No, it's just engulfed in my mind now. Yeah. And it's like, no, you use that trolley. There's no law. There's no punishment if you don't put it away. But you know it's the right thing to do. So if you don't do the right thing that isn't punished by law or whatever it might be, you're no more than a mere animal.
Okay, but let's once again putting your shopping trolley not away once. Okay. Not great,
but it's
not just the once. It's if they do that, then they do this and that and that.
That creates bad habits.
They litter them, and then they do whatever. They look after themselves. They're selfish, and they remember you. And then I don't know. All these different examples of things that they do. It's the habit. It's the act. It's not a single isolated incident. Yeah,
very true.
And these are the small things you can change. If you start putting that trolley away that you never used to,
or you walk past another trolley,
we're not calling you. We aren't calling you an animal.
I am. That. But
okay, he is calling. But if you go, oh, that's me. You're calling me out. If you make that small change, you're probably then not going to litter the next time.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to just get that piece of rubbish and dump it in your car boot.
Yeah.
You're going to put it away. You're going to not dump the clothes on the floor. You're going to put your clothes away.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to skip that gym the one time.
Little things. It's the small changes that are fucking huge at the end of the day. And yeah, cool. You could not put your trolley away. Oh, he's calling me an animal. Yeah, I am. Cool. It doesn't affect me in any way. You're the animal here, so put your trolley away.
Nick will pick it up. He's already said that, so it's fine.
Take your trolley back. Oh, there's another trolley 5 metres on detour. I'll grab that one too. Put it away. Do I feel a whole lot fucking better? Absolutely. Is it worth it? Yes. So it's a small changes, and then these things just become habit. You don't actually have to think about picking that bit of rubbish up. You picked up from the bin, keep going with your day.
For example, you know when someone, like a big group of you talking, someone drops something?
Yeah.
And you pick it up for them?
Yeah.
It's like really appreciated. Like, whoa.
You should want to be that person.
I'd be the first down there. Just not because I chose, not because I was like, gee, they dropped something, I got to go down here.
Yeah.
I really got to make sure that everyone knows. I'm just like,
bang. Yes. Before anyone else realizes they've dropped it.
But if you create the habit, then they go, oh, thank you. And you're like, why thank you? Like, it's fine. It is what it is.
You just did it.
So that's ingrained in you.
Yeah.
And that's a small change you made at some point down the track.
You put a trolley away that wasn't yours. Yeah. So it's at the end of the day, all it comes down to is the type of person you want to be as well. This isn't just covering small changes for your mental health. It depends on the type of person you want to be. If you want to be that person, like for you to say, you know, I do that, that means a lot to me.
I remember Moore River. Remember that? Those idiots that littered all that crap.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one on video, no. The one where I was there was a just tip of rubbish and we just went and picked it up,
yeah.
Put it in the bin. No one really didn't really talk about it.
It's just there, whatever.
It's a nice place, you know.
It's a nice place and there's rubbish there.
We've sort of spiraled a little bit. That's the whole point of this thing, just to chat about it. But maybe summarise it pretty quickly. Small changes that will create better
big changes at the end of the day.
Better outcomes for your mental health.
We're just going to list them all.
Well, yeah, go on.
Oh, first one is talking or asking other people how they're going.
And to be honest, I can say this. You won't say this, but me, if Nick Robbo, who has all these followers and stuff on TikTok, can just talk about it, so can you.
Yep.
Like, it's just as simple as that. We're just sitting here having a chat. If you want to grab a camera and a mic and chat with your mate, go ahead. Do it.
Yeah.
We've decided to do it. Do it. Ask someone how their day is. If you're feeling great and you have nothing on your mind, go and ask someone. Not what's wrong.
Yeah.
Just, how you going, mate?
Yeah.
How's this? How's that? I reckon it's important.
Yeah. Clean, organised environment where you're living, where you're working, where your car, all these things are your living environment, which you're surrounded 24/7 with.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how physical clean environment impacts your mental.
If your eyes see mess, your mind's probably going to see mess too. So yeah, and it's a rewarding thing to clean these things and have cleanliness around you and organise. So clean environment.
And hygiene, fellas.
And hygiene.
Ladies are already good with that. So
you should most of
them. Movement. Get moving, get up, get about. If it's just a walk, if it's a stretch, if it's the gym, if it's running, whatever it is for you, get moving, get active. It will improve your mental capacity so much.
Yeah, just move your body. Move your body.
Please do.
Throw the ball with the dog. Anything.
Anything.
Diet and sleep. Obviously, it's just a given. You eat good, you feel good. You eat shit, you feel shit. You sleep shit, you feel shit. You sleep good, you feel good.
Eat good, look good, feel good.
Sleep good, fast, quick, cool.
Yep.
Diet and sleep. Obviously, it's a no-brainer.
Oh, and cut that Red Bull crap out and get a Dr. V up,
And that, get that around.
Yeah.
Cool.
Journaling and practicing gratitude.
Yep, some reflections, some self-reflections, some positive thoughts. Reiterate these positive thoughts that you've got.
And if you seriously don't think you are, have a real good mental reflection, ironically, mentally reflect on how you might be actually participating in this mentally by reflecting. And before bed, you might just be thinking about what happened in the day. That's a form of journaling.
Yeah.
Might be good for you to put it on paper. I don't know. Maybe might help.
Try.
Might be a small change.
No one needs to know that you've done journaling if you're someone, obviously straight off the bat, if you're like a real bloke's bloke, oh fuck journaling. Okay, whatever. I'm not here to bloody change who you are. No one needs to know that you journal. No one needs to know that you write things down. The more you do it, the more open you might be about it. You might suggest it to people, or this really works. Someone might come to you like, oh fuck, like I'm in a real shit position. Or I've been journaling for a little while. So yeah, try these things. There's no harm in trying.
No. Agreed. It's a small change.
Agreed. Social media.
Oh, boy. Live in the present.
Yeah, live in the present.
Do your best. Make a small change. We're not saying go from 10 hours screen time to zero. Make a small change. Try and limit yourself. If you go out for a walk at the beach, maybe it's worth leaving the phone in the car. I know you've done that quite a bit. If it's going for a run, you can, you know... You've got the Garmin as well. You can listen to music without the phone.
Expensive one, yeah.
You can listen to music without the phone. Don't really need it. Leave it behind.
On social media. The more time you're spending on Instagram, the more time you're spending not in the present, because every single thing you see on Instagram is of the past.
All we did with Late Resources was talk about the future. When it hits this, when it hits this, when it hits this, when it hits this. And all we did was talk about when it hits this without realizing where it was. And now it's gone. So, you know what I mean? We live too far in the past and present. The past and the future. We weren't living in the present, weren't realizing what was going on. And that could apply to anything in your life if you're living in the past and in the future. Yep. You're not really seeing what's going on because you're focusing on the wrong sort of time. Yeah. You'll miss what's happening now.
Yep.
Absolutely. There's nothing worse than watching an opportunity just get away from you.
Don't break my heart.
Your one.
Last one, small daily days that fill up your
cup. Don't be an animal, as Nick said.
Do the small things that you want to do for yourself because you like them like that. Don't look for approval. Don't look to share it. You don't need to tell people you did this thing. Okay, sometimes, time to time, if you're proud of something, sure. But everything you do doesn't need to be shared.
Yep.
Do them because you want to do them. Not everyone has to see the deed that you did because you're doing it to fill up your own cup, not have someone else fill up your cup with their smile or approval. Fill your own cup up.
Facts.
This
would be good, trademark. Patented. Be you. What is it? Eat good, look good, feel good.
Sleep good, sleep quick.
If you got this far into this episode, message us on Instagram. It can be. We won't share it out. It's fine. What your small change is that's made a big difference. That'd be cool to hear people's different.
It would actually. We probably won't get back to many of you. Just want to read it.
Maybe we'll ask that as a question as well later down the line. See what people think. But it'd be cool to hear like some educational for us as well. What people do to make a big difference.
Yeah, whether you implemented something we've said or what you do personally that we haven't said that you found really, really interesting and good and helpful and handy and beneficial and super duper.
Remind me on the spot. Last thing that I remember.
I'll give you some time on the mic.
You know what's been actually really good for my mental clarity today? Man, the drive here is so good. The drive into the country, wherever you are in Australia, turn your car away from the beach and just drive inland. Honestly, it is beautiful. It's so good. I don't want to leave you here, mate. I don't want to leave you, but it's a good drive. I'm looking forward to getting on the road in Wongan.
It's green. It's just a good colour to see because green is like living nature. It's just weird. I'm not some spiritual bloody crystal charging person.
What did I say to you? I'd rather drive 2 hours to Wongan in the country than drive 30 minutes on the freeway to the city. It's just nicer.
It's lovely.
Sorry, I digress. That's a small
thing. No, that's fine, mate. Okay. Do you want my mic too, or are you happy just with yours?
Double up if we want. Anyway, mate, thank you for sharing the insight. It was good.
I actually really like this episode. Yeah. I don't think it was. How long was it? Long enough? Don't know. Don't care.
Maybe too long.
Sweet. Right on, mate.
All right, mate. As always.
Bloke to bloke.
Bloke to bloke.